How about the type of cornbread that's in a skillet, made in a skillet? You ever seen those on top of stove?
That's what we used to call Chinese cake.
About an inch thick or something like
that? Yeah, something like that. About that thick.
All right, how about the type that you usually eat with fish? It's got little onions and green pepper in it and deep fried sometimes.
It's the same sort you can do with hamburgers, Johnny cake.
That's Johnny cake, a little round, sometimes they're in little round balls about that big, eat it with fish.
Oh, hush puppies.
Yeah.
Hush puppies, no, that's different from Johnny cake, right.
Right.
That's what you're talking about. It's called fritter.
Fritter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that deep fried too?
That's deep fried, but it has, it sounds like hush puppies, but the only thing it has, the meat of the conch in it, that's deep fried, and then there's conch bolos, which are round, like so. The fritters, you know, are just sort of like pancakes. If you go down to Key West, you'll get some.
Yeah, if I ever get there. let's see. There are two kinds of bread. Homemade bread and the type that you get at the store called what?
Store-bought bread.
Okay. Is there a difference between the two that you can perceive?
I probably can. I just don't remember right now. It's been so long since I've had homemade bread.
What's the weight denominations of sugar in the stores? What would you say you're going to buy?
A pound or 5 pounds.
Okay.
A 2 pound bag of sugar. All right.
What's the inside part of an egg? The two in?
Yolk. White.
Okay. And what color would you say the yolk is?
Yellow.
Okay. If you take two of those things and with the shell on them and put them in hot water, what do you call that?
A boiled egg.
Okay. And if you crack it open and put it in water and let it...
Poached.
Okay. A fat salt pork is called what?
Bacon. No. Bacon. White bacon, we used to call it.
White bacon?
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about the fat salt pork.
Okay. When you cut the side of a hog, you know what that might be called?
When you cut the side of the
hog? Side, just the, you know, the side.
No.
A really? Side of...
A side of pork, something like that. Like that. Not really good.
Okay, how about the kind of meat that you'd buy sliced thin to eat with eggs? What do you call it?
Bacon.
How about the outside of the bacon is called what?
The outside of the bacon?
Yeah, the hard thing. It's hard to eat.
I can't pull it now, really.
Yeah, like sometimes you can buy them, they have them in like potato chips, you know.
Skin.
Pork, yeah. Let's see. How about the kind of meat that comes in little links on a chain?
Sausage.
Okay, and who kills and sells the meat?
Who kills? The farmer.
And sells it.
And sells it?
Yeah, and you know,
butcher.
Okay, chops up. And if a meat's been kept too long, you might say the meat has...
spoiled or has become tainted.
Okay. After a person butchers a hog, have you ever heard of anybody doing anything with the meat from, or doing with its head, making anything from the head?
No.
Okay. How about, this is going to get real good. How about, what do you call it, the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver? You ever heard of
that? Chopped liver, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. Did you ever hear of anything made out of a hog blood?
No, really.
Well, not blood pudding. No. Next time somebody gives you some blood pudding or blood sausage, you'll know what it is.
That's what it is. It's a blood boy.
You'll act just like that guy with a chitlin.
Well, you know, like I had duxnina once, and I guess I lived through that. You know, that's a Polish dish, which is a soup made from the duck's blood. Mm-hmm. It was terrific.
And, it's good.
Yeah, I didn't know what it was until I
ate it. Yeah, well, with that.
Yeah.
Well,
at least I didn't act like Bruce when he first put it in his mouth.
Here's something that's did you ever hear of anybody taking the juice from the head of or the liver of the sausage and stirring it up with cornmeal and maybe with a little hog meat in there and then cooking it and then later after it all gets cold, slice it and fry it?
No.
What would you call that?
A puke.